with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, March 14th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, let's take a look at some more basketball accolades that have come out. The All-State Honors for Plymouth County Girls and Boys Basketball has brought to us by the Iowa Girls Coaches Association on the girls' side and the Iowa Prince Sports Writers Association on the boys' side. We'll start with Girls All-State Honors. We had five Plymouth County girls basketball athletes earn All-State. That is pretty darn good. As we start in Class 1A with the only team that made it to the state tournament this year, Remsen St. Mary's, with a pair of seniors on the second team All-State list for Class 1A. They include Maya Bunkers, a senior guard who shot 49% from the field, 35% from the three-point arc, and averaged 13 points a game to go along with 4.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and a pair of steals per contest. One of the top scorers for the Hawks this year, finishing her career as the second all-time leading scorer, second only to the other second-team All-State honor for Remsen St. Mary's. That would be Whitney Jensen. Jensen averaged 11.5 points a ball game, shooting a very consistent 53% from the field to go along with 31.5% shooting from the outside. She also pulled down 4.5 rebounds a game to add on with 4 steals, 4 assists a game, and she also blocked 2 shots a game on average. She became the program's all-time scoring leader, breaking Emma Creer's previous record of 1,012 points. That happened midway through the season as Jensen earns second team All-State in Class 1A from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. Let's move up a class and go to Class 2A, where the second team All-State list features an athlete who has had plenty of accolades already in her high school career. That would be sophomore post player Bailey Boovie for Hinton Community. Boovie was a dominant post, averaging a double-double this season, 16 points, right at 10 rebounds a game. She also had 3.5 steals on the defensive end, 3 assists a game to go along with a block and a half a contest. Boy, was she efficient from the field. She went 61% shooting from the field. That also includes a 1-for-1 mark from downtown of the three-point arc as well. Bailey Boovie helping the Blackhawks win 20 games for the second year in a row and being a region finalist. Also in Class 2A, earning All-State accolades, that would be Kingsley Pearson, River Valley sophomore Sydney Duskett, earning third-team All-State honors. Duskett was one of the top scorers, not just for the Panthers, not just for the Western Valley Conference, but all of the state this year, averaging 21 points a game, shooting 54% from the field, 31% from downtown. She could do pretty much everything for the Panthers this year. 4 rebounds a game, 3.5 assists, and 3 steals a contest as she was doing it all for Kingsley Pearson River Valley this season. Sydney Duskett earning third-team All-State honors. Then we'll move up 2 classes, go to the Class 4A All-State list. And on the third-team list, we find a returner for Lamar's Community. That'd be junior Jalen Marino. She averaged 16 points a ball game, shooting 40% for the field and a conference-best 37% from downtown. She also averaged 5 rebounds a game, 3 assists, and 3.5 steals per contest for a Lamar's Community team that finished the year ranked number 7 in Class 4A. So, Lamar's Community junior Jalen Marino earns third-team All-State. Of the 5 Plymouth County All-State honors, 3 of them will be returning. 2 of them are underclassmen, so future still bright as far as girls basketball in Plymouth County. You can check out those honors again and the entire listing of All-State teams from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. We've got links to that on our website at KLEM1410.com. Now to the boys' All-State honors from the Iowa Prince Sports Writers Association. They've released their All-State boys' basketball teams following the conclusion of the season, and Plymouth County was only represented once on the list, but it was represented pretty darn well by one athlete. That would be Remsen St. Mary's junior forward Colin Homan, first-team All-State in Class 1A. Homan led the Hawks this season in points, scoring 362 of them, rebounds with 177 rebounds, and 20 blocks. He also led the team in field goal percentage at 56.1%. Holman led the Hawks to a 19-4 record this season, having their season end in the sub-state final to a Lake Mills team that ended up finishing the year as a state semifinalist. Congratulations to all of our Plymouth County athletes for earning all-state honors as defined by the various organizations that compile those lists. And again, all that information is on our website at klem1410.com. Well, March Madness is definitely in full swing, and that continues tonight for a couple of our in-state college sports teams. Down in Kansas City, Iowa State University, the seventh-ranked team in the country, gets their Big 12 tournament run started against 10-seeded Kansas State, who defeated Texas yesterday. Iowa State guard Curtis Jones says the Cyclones have focused on offense as they get ready for their matchup in Kansas City. The last four games, ISU has averaged 61 points and only managed 58 in a loss at Kansas State on Saturday.
Our defense is usually always pretty good, but obviously the offense has slipped a little bit and just trying to get that back on track. So we've really been working on offense a lot these past couple days.
Iowa State coach TJ Otzelberger says there are a lot of factors that have affected the production on offense, including the grind of a tough Big 12 race.
You know, in league play, when you're playing other really good defenses, the true objective is to find a way to win. And we've done that most nights. And now we need to just continue to focus on when we've been at our best. What does that look like? And then recreate that to the best of our ability.
The Cyclones are 24-7 heading into the Big 12 tournament, and Otzelberger likes the identity of his team heading into the postseason.
Our guys have a very clear picture on who we are as a group, as a team, what we need to do when we take the court, what winning looks like for us, and it's a good spot to be in because our guys should be confident in the work they've done, confident in their togetherness, and now we just have to go out and play.
Tip-off between the Cyclones and Kansas State is at 6 o'clock tonight. You can listen to the game on our sister station, Y Country 101.3. Also, the Iowa Hawkeyes, they open their Big Ten tournament tonight, taking on one of the league's hottest teams in Ohio State. The Hawkeyes are 18-13, closing the regular season by getting thumped at home by 13th-ranked Illinois. The Buckeyes are 19-12 and have won five of their last six games since the firing of coach Chris Holtman a month ago.
You know, they were a relatively young team when you look at rosters today. And so I think all of those guys, whether it be the freshman or the sophomore class, you know, has developed throughout the course of the season. You know, when they were losing, you know, they weren't getting drilled. You know, they were losing close games, and now they're winning games, you know, sometimes by a decent amount. So you know, I think you looked at that roster coming into the season and felt like they would, you know, be one of the better teams in our league.
That's Iowa State head coach Fran McCaffrey. He expects both teams to push the tempo tonight.
They have great speed. You know, they'll run some stuff that's really good, directing the ball in certain ways. But, you know, they give their guys freedom, too, to go make plays. They got guys that can do that. You know, we're always going to try to, you know, play fast and score as many points as we can.
Based on some of the various bracketology predictions, this is a big tournament for the Hawkeyes, who are currently one of the last four teams out of the big out of the national tournament, the NCAA tournament. Tip-off is at 5:30 tonight. You can listen to the game on our sister station, KSCJ, 1360 AM or 94.9 FM. And outside of those two things, nothing on the sports schedule specifically locally, but we do have the Buena Vista track meet coming up on Friday and Saturday as more Plymouth County track teams will get started. We've had a couple of teams take to the track already, but we will get pretty much the rest of them started with their indoor season coming up this weekend out in Storm Lake. But again, that's coming up tomorrow and Saturday. For more sports news, check out our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Verstegg.